What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. Tonight on Insecure, we got y'all, we got bullets, and we got bad credit. And we also have a very special guest in the building. Lamine Diop is here. It's coming up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Hot.
Hey, we committed. Hey, we committed.
Hey, we committed. I can't
listen. Right. It's a party.
I'm gonna listen to this song the whole ride home.
Playing, that's the jam.
I love when we can play music on AfterBuzz TV, and the artist is right here in the building.
Hello,
you guys. It's time for Insecure on AfterBuzz TV, Season 3, Episode 3. Are we already on Episode 3?
No, it's Episode 2.
Episode 2.
Yeah. Damn, I feel like we're already on the third episode. There's so much going on.
Yep.
First of all, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. You can find us on social media at AfterBuzz TV across the board. I'm your host, McCall Hall. And to my left, we got...
What's up, guys? It's Drew Jones.
Khalil Boo Boo.
What's up, y'all? It's Marielle Turner.
And tonight, like I said, we have a very special guest in the building. He is the real-life younger brother of Issa Rae, but the real-life boss, Don. Animal. Animal's in the building.
You said very special, moderately special, you know.
Look, I'm going to call you Animal, but your mother named you Lamine.
Yeah, which is animal spelled backwards.
Animal spelled backwards.
Yeah.
Now, I typically call people what their mama called them, but I know that you're very, very...
I will storm out of here.
I will leave.
It is Animal. So the song that you guys just heard is from Animal's mixtape.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that real quick.
It's called Comma Club Bottle Music. I just dropped it around my birthday in April. April 30th is my birthday.
What sign are you?
I'm a Taurus.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll be on that bullshit.
Just trying to find out.
Yeah, I dropped the project earlier this year, and, you know, we just riding it out.
Well, I like it. I like it. We're going to get a little bit more of that as we go along. But as you guys know, it is Insecure, and we have to kick things off with a little bit of news. Meriel?
What's up, y'all? Let's get into it. So, Prentice Penny. Prentice Penny.
He's got a jerry curl, right?
More perm.
It's like a loose 3B. If you don't know, he's the showrunner of Insecure, and he recently spoke out about the inspiration behind the show within a show, which is called Kevin. And what he said was, it was like, where is the representation? They're rebooting Will and Grace, Full House, Roseanne, obviously, and we're like, they can't reboot Living Single, Martin, A Different World. So many of these black shows made these networks what they are today. And when it comes to our value and people wanting to see us, why aren't we doing Living Single? Since nobody wants to reboot a black show, we're going to reboot our own show. So that's the inspiration behind Kevin, y'all. Fire. I definitely agree, because I have yet to see a black sitcom reboot anywhere.
I would love a Living Single reboot.
I would love a Smart Guy reboot.
Yeah!
I still watch Smart Guy.
I love Smart Guy.
Can I be on the total opposite side of this? I don't want to see any of the reboots.
Really?
The only reboot that got me hyped was Murphy Brown. That's the only one I've been hyped off of. But I want to make sure that our black legends are being celebrated. I want to make sure they're celebrated. But I think that there's so many people like the Issa Rae of the world. Mm-hmm. We have so many people who are creating content. Do we need to reboot? Because I think we need to get more of us in there.
Now, you bring up a good point. But like when Living Single hit Hulu,
like I said, get your Netflix, get your Hulu, get all that stuff. Yeah. Watch these shows. They're actually an important piece of history. I just know there are a lot of us out here who could use those next opportunities, and a reboot doesn't offer
I agree with that.
Luckily,
Let the white folks reboot.
Right. Has a reboot show within a show, so that's great. And then our other news of this week. So Madison Shockley, who, if you don't know, played Fred on Issa Rae's Awkward Black Girl back in the day, he kind of went on a Twitter rant this week, calling out Issa Rae, saying that she assaulted him, that she was obsessed with him, that she didn't give him the alley-oop. And he said, quote, "I'm not mad that Issa doesn't communicate with me anymore. I'm upset that she screwed over others that helped make her."
His reaction to this whole thing is amazing.
I know, we're gonna talk about it. And I'm one of the only people who knew about it firsthand. I had to get that off my chest. And this alleged assault he's talking about, he claims that Issa started digging her chair into his foot at a dinner in 2012. So this was 6 years ago.
Issa, at a dinner where they're drinking.
Right.
He doesn't remember anything.
Issa has not commented on the allegations, and honestly, I don't blame her. He sounds pretty bitter.
He sounds hurt.
So let's take 3 to 5 minutes to talk about this, because when I read it, I was pissed. Now I'm looking at this brother right here, very good looking brother, I might add. He's about 6'6" in real life. If Issa needs to lay hands, she gonna lay hands with him. He gonna take care of it. Now I might have believed it if he had said her brother got me in the alleyway, beat my ass. I might believe that. No, because like everybody calls their I call my brother if something comes up. You know what I mean? Like I call my big brother. I don't believe this at all. I think he's just bitter for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's upset because he's not on Insecure and he was an awkward black girl and he felt entitled to be on the show, and now that his light is not shining as much, he kind of wants to call Issa while she's, you know, becoming this big successful star. So,
Khalil, what do you think before we get to Animal? About to go Animal.
I mean, people see things how they see things. That's their perspective.
But real quick, it is messed up that because it seems like he's BSing this, and it's messed up because there are male victims of domestic violence, and you out here lying doesn't help. These right. people who are really going through something's case.
Here's what I think everybody needs to understand. As wonderful as Issa is, and this is no shade to your sister, Issa does not have complete creative control of this show. HBO has a lot of control. And they might say, hey, we like you and you, but, you know, we want to bring in our people too. And that's what happens when you're pitching shows and selling shows. You may not get 100% decision-making power. And that's not to say that she's not an important decision-maker in the group, but she doesn't control everything. Mm-hmm. And honestly, some people don't translate from the web to the big screen. Let's just be honest. So right. I think going back to your point, there is a feeling of being entitled. Oh, I helped you. I worked for free. I did this. I did that. When you give with an expectation of return, you always get left out. Mm-hmm. Animal, what do you think?
You know, I'm not fully at liberty to discuss everything, but nobody worked for free on that show.
Set that clear.
Yeah, let's get that straight. Everybody was properly credited on the show. You can still look up everybody's credits. Third off, everybody on the show wasn't as strong of an actor as everybody else on the show.
And that's real. Mm.
That's another thing. And what am I on? Fourth off? Fifth off? Fourth off, this Me Too movement is ridiculous. This toe gate.
Me Too movement.
What are you talking about, bro?
Me Too. Like, that's where he lost.
He lost everybody on that point.
You gotta, that's your second one tonight. You got some good ones over there.
Like, what are you talking about? Like I said, I'm not fully at liberty to discuss it, but it's somebody that we grew up with, that we know very well. So just coming out of left field, I was like, oh man, he must be on a binge of some sort, man, because this ain't even normal behavior for anybody that I know. So that's all I can say is I'm praying for the man. Hope he get his shit together, because he not coming out of this looking good.
That's a real boss. You know, the real boss, I'm just praying for the man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Praying we don't cross paths just, as well, you know?
Trying to get some balance. Well, it's unfortunate that with a black show, you know, the black show has to have all this going on. You know, why can't it just live and be celebrated? Why do we have to have scandal? And also, as a black woman out here, why can't you just celebrate her? Mm-hmm. Just celebrate her.
Salty boys. Salty boys in the building.
I don't really get it, but
speaking
again,
of salty boys, we saw that in this episode.
We did.
Ooh, there was a lot of salt.
Overall, so let's just go across the board. Initial reactions to this episode. Mariel, you are up.
I feel like Issa and Daniel, it's this chemistry, right? Like, something's happening here. I think they need to just stop playing games and have it pop off. But I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Khalil?
It was too quick. It was all before I realized it.
I will quit. Agree. It went kind of fast. Wow. Drew?
My girl Kelly was in this episode, so I was.
I was waiting on Kelly to bring her ass back.
So yeah. Happy.
Kelly killed it, for sure.
Overall, for me, I thought it was kind of quick, and it left us. But I will say this. Every good show leaves you wanting more. Fair. Now, it went very quick, fair. But I will say it left me wanting more. And this week can't go fast enough. So a couple of themes I want to talk about tonight. Number one, Issa's feeling some pressure at work. Her company, nonprofit, We Got Y'all, has a very racist logo. And I will say that. It is racist. Okay? It is racist for a white hand to be extended.
But it's her hand.
I get it. I get it's Joanne's hand. But I think it is just in poor taste. And they should have had a diversity and inclusion ad agency create the logo. Not Joanne. I don't think she's qualified to do it. But
shout out
to
them for setting that up since first season.
Though. Right.
Because they peeped that first season. It was like, that's y'all logo?
Oh. Right. Oh, okay. And see, that's a credit to Issa, to Prentice, to their whole production staff. Yeah. This young man that's, you know, screaming about not being done right, I'm sure he wouldn't have had that kind of foresight. Mm. This is why they hire professionals, okay?
Well,
I'm just saying. That's why they hire professionals.
Sips tea.
Sips tea, okay? So anyways, but Issa's feeling pressure from her white coworkers to speak out on black issues. Does she have a right, yes or no, and why, to feel, you know, cornered?
First of all, I love that the show tackles things that we all deal with, because I'm sure everyone in this room has worked in dominantly white spaces where they expect you to be the voice.
Almost only dominant white.
Facts. Yes. But she does have a right to be like, no, I don't want to speak for it. Like, we don't come in one flavor. We don't all think the same way, so you shouldn't sit here and expect one black person to have the mentality for the entire millions of black people that are in this country. It's just,
yeah, because you're Jamaican, and I would have never guessed that when I first met you.
Yes, I am.
proud Jamaican to my left. Fair and Hugh, but very much Jamaican.
Yeah, I agree. I think that gets exhausting, and I'm glad they put it on the show, because it's not really our job as the single black person in the room to constantly speak for our race. And
oh, but it is.
Constantly saying, like...
I think Khalil and I are feeling... But no, please finish your thought,
no,
because
I
this is why
with
we...
What
yeah,
they're saying.
Yeah.
But it is.
Yeah, I mean, I like that she kind of was like, oh, you know, what you said was great. Like, I don't even need to... And then they also showed her saying what she really would want to say, because I think we've all had that experience. Right. We're in our minds, we're in a meeting with all white people, and we're like, if I could just tell you what I really think, you would be shocked.
So here's my issue with Issa not speaking up and not repurposing this, okay? So I have a position that is somewhat similar to Issa's in a sense. While I don't think it is our responsibility to always have to be the black person in the room and say, hey, that's wrong, there are a lot of black people who get paid very well to be a diversity and inclusion executive. So Issa should repurpose this and say, hey, if you guys want me to be that person for you, compensate me for that
good
expertise.
Idea. Good idea.
This is my one issue
your
with
black
Issa.
Liaison.
Pay me the coin.
I don't know if you guys follow this, but Bozama St. John, she's a big-time marketing executive. She's also Nigerian.
Hello.
She just got hired to basically clean up the mess for Papa John's, and this is what she does.
Oh,
she gets paid very... I don't know if she can
clean
it up.
They always sending a black woman in to clean up the mess.
Exactly.
But my point is there is money to be made in that space. So if they want her to do that, they do need to compensate her for that.
I might need to do that.
No, I mean, that's my whole life. It's real. And I have worked at advertising agencies that specialize just in diversity and inclusion. And we worked with Toyota, with the Dodgers. So there are people who are very experienced and can speak to those things, but you got to pay us for that. You definitely got to pay us for that. With that, I just wish that she would speak up a little bit more at work, because going back to first season, she felt like she was an outsider. You've grown a lot in your position, even though you've been demoted to an extent.
I was gonna say, she's
this
been
is
demoted.
Your time
That's
to reestablish, but this is your time to reestablish yourself. Or maybe she's just fed up with her job and she's just like one foot out the door.
Well,
I don't know.
I feel like she's trying though. She tried. She'll go in there and, like, you know, tiptoe and be like, well, you know, I'm here. If y'all need some help, I'm here.
Yeah,
got
I
my
think
number.
She kind of stated that in the first episode. She was like, I feel like my whole life is on some tiptoe shit. So maybe she wants to speak out, but, you know, she can't necessarily find the courage to do so.
But also there's like a survival mode I feel like black people go through when they're in these dominantly white workspaces. I know I'm around dominantly white people in my day-to-day job, and sometimes they say some dumb shit, and I have to, like, kind of bite my tongue because I'm like, I worked really hard to get in this room with y'all.
And you got to pay your bills, too.
Yeah.
Like, you got to pay your bills. But as somebody who has spoken out on behalf of African Americans and just people of color and the underserved, I will speak out at my job about it because I'm saving you a PR nightmare. So that's I think real. There's two sides that's to great. It. And I always say this about Issa. I wish she would get more serious about her check and be more strategic on the show about her money. Not saying Lyft is not a good idea, but I think there are some things.
It's a trap.
It's a means to an end. I just wish she would be more strategic when she's at her place of business.
On a fucking cracked, damned, it's not going
to
stick.
Shout out to Simply Wholesome.
Yeah.
Did they call you guys and offer the space?
I have not received a free smoothie for that.
No.
What?
Damn. Personally, I haven't gotten a strawberry banana smoothie. I'm kind of upset.
I got to be for real. So I got a phone call from one of my sorority sisters. Shout out to my sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And they said, yo, Issa Rae.
My man, is he
that
was
out
on
of bounds. That was out of bounds.
Animal.
That was out of bounds. I was just trying to give props.
Animal.
I was trying to give props.
I love you down, and I know you're wearing green, but I earned the right. Okay. I earned the right to
I'll
put up my
that.
Pink.
I'll tuck it in.
We can't
just do black power,
we
baby.
Can't ski we.
Just do black power.
I wanted to do the whole thing.
I would have, because I can get that note.
Oh,
I
can?
Hey, I don't want to brag, but I can, too. I practice.
I know you, McCall. I'm a Delta.
Okay, all right.
Same.
Our bad.
Steve, yes.
We ain't earned it. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Y'all go ahead. I had pink on last week, but go ahead.
I forgot what I was even talking about.
We were talking about Simply Wholesome.
Oh, so I got a phone call from one of my sorority sisters, and she said, yo, Issa and the whole crew are up at Simply Wholesome. So I left my grown job, got in the car, went there, and by the time I got there, they were already gone.
Mm.
Really disappointed.
Yeah.
So next time, will you please let us know when you guys are, like, shooting around the area so we can just show up and be stands?
For sure.
How does that go, though? Like, I mean, you guys do a lot of local L.A. landmarks, and you shoot at local L.A. landmarks. Do they reach out to you, or do you guys reach out to them?
No, they reach out to them, like, the crew and cast reaches out to these locations like, we want to use your space.
And what is the typical response? Is there like, who are you? Or is it like, yo, no, Issa Rae's like, on the phone? Yo, Issa Rae's on the phone.
The latter.
That's crazy, like, right?
Thank you so much. This is about to boost our business anywhere from 40 to 400%.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's true.
The impressions alone. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I went to Broadway Federal and opened up a black bank account as soon as they had a Broadway Federal on the first season.
Yeah.
And I went to Kiss and Grind.
Kiss and Grind.
Yeah.
You know.
Hello. Yeah. I posted a bunch of tweets today about all the food spots. They had the Simply Wholesome in there. They had Orleans and York in there, the Po' Boy spot. They had Brawley Hut, which is cash only. So if y'all want to go there, make sure you bring some cash.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, man, if you want to find some good food spots or some good music, you got to tune into Insecure.
Yeah, that's real. That is a very true statement.
They'll put you onto all the food spots in L.A. For real, for real.
That's real. That's real. So, again, going back to Issa and work, I look forward to seeing how she evolves. It looks like she might actually be getting a new job, which I think she needed to have like 2 seasons ago.
Oh, I feel like she's going to mess that up.
Really?
Yes. Oh, no. I got hope for my girl, Issa.
Too early in the season.
I don't want her to mess it up, but you see how she got that call and he asked her what was happening and she said nothing?
That's because she wants to stay with Daniel. That's why.
Yeah, but she might mess that up for herself.
That's another conversation.
We're going to come back to the sim predictions.
There you go.
Uh-oh, back problems.
At the end of the show, we'll come back to your thought about that with the predictions.
I'll save it.
But let's move forward with Issa and Daniel. So there is some tension, y'all. Like, Daniel, we know, has a, I don't know if we want to say a girlfriend, if she's just a twerk piece, I don't know. But Daniel has somebody new in his life, and Issa doesn't have anybody. And they're trying to figure out, like, how can we coexist with her, this new girl, having feelings, which she hasn't really expressed anything directly, but she's very passive-aggressive.
Oh, with her, like, oh, what girls are you going to be hanging out with tonight thing that she said?
She's insecure.
No, it wasn't that. It was, you're going to have to crowd home, girl, because I'm not going to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the line?
I didn't feel like she was insecure.
You got to have your shade, right.
Yeah, I feel like she was like, you're all up in my space. I don't really know you like that.
Yeah. She kind of treated Daniel like a dip. Like,
Exactly.
My boy, we did the 3 days in a row. You kind of, you feel me? Like, what's up?
You're probably running out of clean draws.
Yeah.
It's time for you to go home.
In the words of Aubrey Drake Graham, nice for what?
Yeah. Mm.
For real. What? Exactly.
It's girls' night tonight.
Anyway. It's girls' night. Nice for what? So, I got this weird feeling that Daniel is suffering from a level of, like, anxiety, depression. Like, he's dealing with a lot, and he can't articulate that. I think there's so much going on in his world, and on top of everything, he's got feelings for Issa. I don't think his feelings have ever left. He's mm-hmm. trying to navigate through these feelings, trying to meet somebody new, and he doesn't feel like he's a complete man. Like, Daniel's going through a lot right now. What do you guys think about Daniel's mental state?
I wouldn't say he's not a complete man.
Well, no, because
just chop him off.
He's trying to get there. He ain't got there yet. He's frustrated.
May I justify? I said that because men, and please correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of your identity is tied into your earning potential and your professional endeavors. And he has not made the strides that he wants to make in that area.
That's why I said that. I would say maybe accomplishments and goals, if that means earning potential to you, then yes. But I wouldn't say it's as like a small of a thing as like money. Like, cause
money, but Khalil is famous and I just got good. Those are his words, not mine.
Right.
Fair. I think he's feeling
a little saltastic.
That was a very salty statement.
I think he's really frustrated.
He's really frustrated.
Know? Like, he's putting in the work. He's good at what he does.
And it hasn't happened.
Right.
For him
he's
yet.
Not getting any recognition. And I mean,
I get it.
We've all been there.
Yeah. I completely
agree. And you got a girl, mm-hmm. no disrespect to your sister. But she
you're
living
about
on
the character.
I'm talking about the character.
Yeah, we ain't talking about my sister. We're talking about Issa.
We're gonna come back to that later. But you know, you've got this girl who's living on your couch. Basically, she got more mouthpiece than you do, and she getting you in the club.
The same connect. Y'all them, both know
them,
the guy.
Them things, right. Them things was about this big, and then they went like this big.
But I think that seemed like a male ego kind of thing. Like
the
he
male
knew
ego
he
tricky.
Could ask Khalil to get in, but he was like, "No, I'm not gonna do that. Yeah. Like, I don't need his help." And I think, I don't know. I have seen that play out in real life with people who are frustrated and they just, you know.
And it's also a thing of like, you know, wanting to make your own way, and like you have your this girl who you have a complicated relationship with come in and like kind of Superman her way into getting you to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And, like, you are having troubles making those strides for yourself.
So, I want to go back to a couple of seasons when there was a young man on the show by the name of Lawrence. Okay.
Who?
Who that? Lawrence.
you remember Lawrence? Remember Lawrence?
Uh-huh.
I think Issa has grown in this department. While I don't think that Issa's grown professionally, she still gets on my damn nerve when it comes to her money. But I do think that how she supports a man, I couldn't see Issa being this way and this supportive and this, like, you know, having her man's back the way she has the back of Daniel 2 years ago with Lawrence. 2 years ago with Lawrence, she's like, just go get a job. Like, I don't give a damn what you're doing.
I was going to say,
it's been such a long
period of time.
And she, you know, probably that first year, that second year, she was like, you know, woo-woo just going to pop off, you know? And then it was like, okay, woo-woo ain't it, my boy. Like, get a job, boy.
Right. Like, after 4 years sitting on the couch, I mean,
Not a bill paid. You ain't got too much patience at that point.
Right. True. But I just think that her compassion and patience, it might be just a little bit more willing.
She's also kind of depending on him
now.
Exactly. So she kind of has to.
That's a great point.
Thank you.
That is
thank
a fantastic you. Point. It's like, yes, let me keep him encouraged. Let's keep these bills getting paid because I need a place to stay.
Well, because in the long run, it kind of worked
do
out
it.
For her.
Yes.
He said she could stay as long as...
Done.
As she make a move. She knows. Mm-hmm.
So is Issa doing this in a
in
conniving way?
No.
No.
I
don't
think so.
Really,
no.
You know, truly believes in Dan.
I think she's just having her cake and eating it, too. Like, she cares about him. She wants him to do better. It doesn't hurt that now he's letting her stay longer. There you go.
I'm really mad that they had a Khalil on the show and we got a Khalil right here. Y'all could have just called him.
Just called me. You know what I'm saying? I've seen YG perform. That's the same thing.
It's the same damn thing. Why can't we have Khalil on?
we all need to be on Insecure. Come on.
I got it real ready, the resume, all that.
Like, you know, we qualified out here, just you know. We might be semi-sag.
Got my sag card, all of that.
Oh, man. Oh,
semi-sag.
You got money.
So I want to move on, you guys, because we definitely want to get into Animal's career.
Hello.
Animal. Issa at, I'm sorry, not Issa at work. Issa's credit. So Issa's finances right now are just in a really, really, really bad spot.
What y'all in the chat, what is the lowest credit score you can have? I think it's 360.
Right? No, I think it's a zero.
It's 280? No, you can't have two. No, it's a little like 280.
Damn, 360. I didn't even know it could go to 425. I was concerned with that. I didn't know it could go that low.
I don't think you can go to zero.
So if you guys didn't catch this, and again, you really have to pay attention to Insecure because there will be things that are right there in front of your face, but you won't ever know. Mm-hmm. Issa's credit score right now is a 400 and crispy 25.
Yeah. What?
That is terrible. Like, how do you get that low? That's like...
And to answer your question, Khalil, 300 is the low.
300. See, 300 I was around there.
Wow. Dang. Mm. She's at the bottom of the totem pole.
She is. She's struggling.
That's probably... Well, you know, we don't know what she co-signed for with Lawrence. I'm telling
4 years.
4 years. She's probably had to put a lot of her...
Speedy Cash got hit up a couple times.
She probably been down to that good old Nick's check cashing. Mm.
I don't love nobody that much.
Not to mess up the credit.
Nope.
But when it comes to her finances and what she needs to do, you know, what would you guys recommend if you were in Kelly's shoes?
Kelly?
Pray.
Kelly, she chilling. That's Issa who broke.
No, but I mean, Issa needs to change a couple of things. I mean, there's something that she needs to do. I'm kind of thinking that, okay, I know she's doing Lyft, but maybe you need to get rid of your car completely and just sell it and get you enough money to get into your own spot.
I don't know. You can't do that. Well,
then there's like Uber.
Yeah, because how's she going to get around? Yeah.
She ain't going to ride the bus.
I mean, you're going to We Got Y'all.
Mm. I think she's working two jobs. She's living rent-free in L.A. So, I mean,
she needs to stop eating out.
She's on the path.
Yeah, she can't keep going to brunch and all of this stuff with girls.
Yeah,
you know how much pans it costs? She was at Pans last week. Pans charged $19 for some spaghetti. Just straight noodles and sauce.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But let's go into the property manager job opportunity. So she gets into an elevator and leaves a very unprofessional voicemail, but she does get a phone call back. I think that Issa being a property manager... I don't know if this is going to be good for her. I think this is a means to an end. I don't think this is the career step that she needs to take right now.
She can stay in an apartment complex for free.
Hello.
There you go.
But I don't think another rent-free situation. Right.
I don't think she's even going to take it. Just based off her reaction when he said, hey, want to talk to you, sounded really positive and excited, and she didn't even mention it to Daniel, and they were all booed up and cute in front of the computer. Like, I think deep down, she wants to stay at Daniel's place. And he already said, oh, I love having you around. Like, I don't know. I need them both to get their stuff together. But I don't know if she's going to take it.
Oh, I want to go back to something real quick. When they were in the club, Issa went over to the bar, saw this man with green braces, which is disgusting. Why would you ever put green in your mouth?
Looks like to match his money.
To match the money. Yeah.
What money?
Makes sense.
He bought the money. Drinks.
Thank you.
Hey. What money?
The money he bought the drinks with.
He doesn't have real money. Anyways, I'm so
that's
sick of
money.
I almost said a bad word. so sick of these talking about money. But so she's, you know, talking to him and she, in a flirtatious kind of way. I think she was just being nice. Daniel, from afar, sees her, and it kind of looks like, yo, what are you doing with this guy?
They both had a jealous moment.
They had a real moment of jealousy.
Mm-hmm. They're playing games.
They're playing and I'm like, games.
I'm about to be 28 soon. I think they're supposed to be 30 on the show. I'm like, at this point, you should sit them down. Like, are we going to do this or not? Like, what's happening? This
yeah, they had no business being jealous.
I don't understand.
It was so stupid.
Yeah, like, if they want to be together, then just be together.
Quit playing.
Why did you make it complicated?
So, I meant to bring this up. Daniel told Issa, I need you to move out because my girl is tripping. Your girl ain't tripping.
Your girl is not tripping.
She did not care at all.
Actively pushing you out of her.
I think Daniel wanted, at that time, I think Daniel wanted her out just because he feels so tied to her. It's hard to have her around and not be able to...
Be with her.
Be with her. Mm. So, I want to move on because we do have a very special guest in the building. Okay. DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. I'm just playing. We ain't plugging the Breakfast Club.
She did it again.
So, like I said, now on the show, Issa has a younger brother who will not let her live with him, and he's just really petty. But in real life, she has a very supportive younger brother who's also 6'6" and very fine.
Hello.
Give it up for Lamine Diop once again, aka Animal.
So happy to have you.
So take us through your career and how did you get to music? Because, you know, Issa did the whole going to college, doing Stanford and all that jazz. Like, how did you end up in music?
I've always had a passion for music. Our mom put us all in piano lessons when we were younger. And I guess I was the one who just kind of took to it. I was like, okay, I like the piano. I like producing music. So I produce all my own music. And my senior year of high school, I was just goofing around with some of my boys. We was like rapping, freestyling all day. And then we was like, yo, let's take this thing serious, you know? And ever since then, I've been in the rap game, you know, just trying to make it, claw my way up the charts, you know what I'm saying? So music has always been kind of ingrained in me since I was a youngin', but ever since I became a more of an adult, I just started taking it seriously.
Now, did you teach Issa how to rap?
Because no,
Broken P Word is a classic. Yeah, did you pull a Safari and write the bars?
No parts of that. We actually had a rap group together. It was called Jola D. Because
wait, this is real.
Yeah, me and Issa had a rap group together.
Can we hear some of this music?
Where can we find it?
This is strictly only on one desktop computer. We recorded all of it on Sound Recorder. And that was shout out to Windows for the sound recorder.
Windows 98.
Yeah, so I think that catalog has been wiped out. But we had maybe 12 tracks together, you know, and we were just freestyling over various beats.
Oh my God. So
we got a good question in the chat from Isaiah Taylor. They was curious if Daniel or any of the other characters on Insecure was based off of you.
Man, I'm starting to feel like Daniel. After this one, I was like, dang, Daniel, I feel you, bro. Like,
damn,
even down to like the Ty Dolla Sign placement. You know, I had some work with Ty Dolla Sign that didn't make the album. I was like, whoa, what's up? Like, but
that's how we all feel watching this show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, everybody feels like it's a little slice of their life, but I definitely relate to Daniel super hard just off of the music aspect in itself. So I can't say that it's based off me, but I can't not say that it's based off
Right. Now, when Issa finally got the green light to do this show, and she was talking about doing some castings and whatnot, obviously she left that other dude out. I can't remember his name right now.
Me either.
Clearly, he didn't make the cut. But did she come to you, or did you go to her and say, "Look, like I have a nice insight to a world that you want to show on your show? Can I get down?"
No, she just I just was like, "Congratulations to you," you know, expecting her to kind of just do her thing. But I know she always throws bones my way, you know. So when it came time to do, like, the table reads for the first couple episodes, actually for the first pilot episode, she was like, yeah, I need you to come to this table read and read for this part of the rapper. And I was like, okay, for sure, yeah. So I came season 1, episode 1, and I read the part of rapper, and I ended up getting cast for that role.
Yeah.
And, you know, then she cast me again, episode 5. So I never really directly came to her. She always kind of just was like, I got something for you. So she always looks out.
So it's not like your agent calls her agents. Like,
That would make dinner kind of awkward. Yeah, I know for sure. It would be a little too formal. So even this season, she was just like, she told me like maybe 2-3 months before they started shooting, like, don't get excited because I don't know what HBO is going to do, but I think we got a little role for you. You know, you might be a little more developed this season. I was like, what? Let's go! And I was juiced, and, you know, it ended up coming to fruition, so I was happy about that.
Mariel, I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, yeah. So what was it like working with your sister? Like, did y'all ever butt heads? Because I know me and my siblings, we can...
Nah, not in this particular setting.
I'm the captain.
I'm just laid back. Like, whatever is going. We worked together in the past, and I know... back when she was kind of working with my old rap group that I was in, we had one instance where it was kind of like a headbutting situation. She was like, I'm not working with y'all no more. We was like, what? We sorry. Just work with us. But on this project, nah, it's been, I'm just, you know, blessed to be a part of it. So I play my role very well and just don't do anything that'll bring any shame to her. That's
my bro. You've been doing a hell of a job. Thank you. Now that you've had a little bit of a experience in front of the camera, I know rap is your thing, but are you thinking about doing more acting?
Yeah, or what are you trying to do? I had a commercial last year with Starbucks that I was like, that was my first real one that was like outside of the Eastern Spectrum. Of course, I had a series with her with my rap group. It was called Fly Guys Presents the F Word. She directed and pretty much wrote the whole series. So that was on YouTube. Yeah, that was on YouTube. Okay. Yeah. So I'm not new to the acting thing. It's just this over the past year, I started taking it more seriously. I got an agent and stuff. I'll be doing auditions and all of this stuff. So, you know, I'm trying to take it more seriously. And I love them acting checks, man. The music checks be taking forever, but them acting checks be on time, right on time, you know? So I definitely want to get into that.
That is awesome. Now, again, y'all know I'm a big fan of The Breakfast Club. And recently,
really? Are you?
Yeah, you know, I'm like DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club. And recently they had the Simmons family. Yeah. So Angela Simmons, Vanessa Simmons, and JoJo, which with his whack rap career that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. That was petty. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying.
JoJo thought he could rap.
He's
JoJo
not even on
can't,
this show.
JoJo can't rap. But they had a conversation with JoJo about Angela's feeling herself right now. Her body has snapped back post baby and all that jazz. She posts pictures online that are somewhat suggestive.
She's looking like a meal. Go off.
I wasn't gonna say all that. But
she looks good.
I'm with you.
She looks good.
She said not me. When it comes to this show, your sister, all her friends, I mean, they show us the real life situations. You know, was there a moment when you're watching the show like, dang, my sister is like out here doing that? Like, was it ever awkward for you?
Not really, except for just the skeet in the eye moment, probably a little much. But other than that, you know, it's part of the process. I know what HBO does, and I appreciate that she hasn't necessarily been gratuitously unclothed or anything
That's true.
You
she's
know, it's
been.
A lot of male booty cheeks. I'm not all the way
it.
With that.
We
love.
And I prefer that than her booty cheeks.
When are we going to see your booty cheeks?
I was getting ready. I thought they might slide some sneaky shit in there. So I was hitting the gym. When I found out, she was like, you might have a role. I was like, I'm signing up for the gym. They ain't about to have me with no flabby booty cheeks out here.
My man was doing the machine and everything.
Nah, I'm not about to get no flabby booty cheeks on camera.
Look, if you need somebody to step in for an episode, just be thought number one, and you'd like to have some kind of scene, I'd volunteer.
Thank you.
I volunteer.
Thought number one.
If this is how I get on Insecure and being thought number one.
And that's how they would write it in the script.
Call
too.
Me.
They would be like, McCall.
Will you do the closed caption?
Number one.
I could take care of that for you, boy.
Yo, somebody has a question. What's up?
That's funny.
So, what's next for you as far as your music?
Oh, I got an EP dropping in September.
Okay.
Just to keep the momentum alive. Like I said, I dropped an album earlier this year. So, you know, today we're living in the age of content. So, people just want content. I just started a new series called Enemeezy Mondays where I freestyle over a new beat every Monday, you know, and just put it out for the people. So if y'all want to hear me kill any beat, you know, feel free to throw lob anything. So I got one dropping tomorrow.
Can you freestyle?
Freestyle? Yeah. I'll
Khalil, drop a beat.
Why I got to drop a beat?
I don't know, because
I represent all black men, and we need to drop beats.
She's staring
You have on a hip-hop-centric shirt, a hip-hop-centric hat.
This
you
is
can't,
a children's cartoon.
Shout out to Gerald in the building.
I'll drop a beat.
Okay. Ooh, I've never rapped a... Oh, okay. There we go. Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you what it is. They gonna tell you what it was. Right now, I'm getting tizzy with the AfterBuzz. Hey! They always show me love. talking about insecure. You know how he does. And I got my sis. Dad, I see so Ray. And we on the building because we never going to play.
Hey! Y'all wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready. All right.
That was fire. I need my royalties on that, by the
way. Run it back, boy. So just like I said, in the meantime, we are definitely rooting for you.
Thank you. We are
totally here. Anytime you want to come to AfterBuzz, just let us know.
I'll be here next week.
Definitely keep us in the loop. But I do have a question about your mom. Okay.
What you say about my mom?
Your mother is lovely. Yeah. She is absolutely lovely.
Inside and outside. She's awesome.
So when you guys were kids, I'm sure your mom had to, like, you know, reprimand you from time to time. I don't want to say give whoopings and all that. I don't know your family structure. But when it was time to shell out a whooping and she had to figure out, okay, was it Issa or was it Lamine? So let's play a quick game.
Okay.
And this is in the eyes of your mother. Who would have done it, Issa or Lamine? Okay. Not taking the chicken out of the freezer by the time she got home. Is she going to blame Issa?
Oh, that's Issa's fault. Yeah, that's Issa's fault.
Blame it on his sister.
Damn. Like, that was really quick. I don't think you had to. No hesitation.
Yeah, she was the responsible one, which is why she used to kind of come down. She was, like, almost, like, dictator-ish towards us, like, because she was like, I'm going to get in trouble if y'all don't do this. Like, clean the kitchen.
I feel that, you know?
Mom's on the way. She's going to be home in 20 minutes.
And that's funny because she was cleaning Daniel's kitchen tonight. Yeah. So that's really like Issa in real life.
Issa's
a neat freak?
Yeah, she's clean.
Okay. Now, a little bit of a free weekend. Parentals are out of town. They get back and there's a broken vase. Did Issa break the vase or did you break the vase?
I broke the vase.
Damn.
I broke the vase.
So how many parties did you throw going up?
Not many. I was scared. I was scared. Like, because even if my mom didn't find out, Issa would know. And then out of her not wanting to get in trouble, she would probably spill the beans. Like, yeah, like, the vase is broken because Amin had a party.
That one.
Yeah, that one. I'll tell you. Even when we had report cards, I remember that. Like, report cards would come in. I'd try and snag them things, rip them up, dig a ditch in the backyard, bury them. If you're like, I don't know about your report card. Issa was like a 4.0 student, so she would come home and be like, oh, here's all the report cards. I'd be like, what are you doing?
So Issa made it hard for you growing up academically. Like,
she made it hard for me. She just was just doing her thing.
Right. Responsibility.
I was not a good student. But
so mom's is doing the laundry. She finds a pair of skid mark drawers. Is that Issa? No. Is that you? Or is that your little brother?
That was me, man.
No.
I thought she was going to say she found something in the pocket.
Right.
But it wasn't doo-doo, though. It wasn't doo-doo. I was sneaking chocolate bars at home.
Well, where can people find you in the meantime? I mean, obviously, we want to follow your career going forward. We want to know how we can support you. So how can we do that?
Man, all of my social media is Animal Wins, E-N-I-M-A-L, Wins, like does not lose. you can find me at animalwins.com. I have the streaming sites all available for my latest project, and all of my social media is on there as well. And you can catch me in Mid-City, too. I'll just be at all of these fabulous eating places that are showcased.
Pico.
I stay on Pico. Like, all of them restaurants over there.
Okay. So
I'll be over there.
Okay. We gonna
catch me at CJ's or Casa Chocolate Cafe. Not really Roscoe's. They raise their prices, and it's still...
Isn't it hella expensive now?
It's hella expensive. Oh,
is the Jamaican spot still open on
Pico? We jamming?
Yeah, we jamming.
Yeah, we jamming. It's
still there? Okay.
You know, there was another one that was foolishly right next door to We Jamming. It was called Island Fresh, and I thought that was We Jamming for a long time. So I was going there, and then they closed, and then I was like, wait, this is We Jamming over here?
You know who got the best food on Pico? My house.
My house?
Shoot that shot.
Well.
Oh, your house. Oh, I was like, I haven't heard of that.
What?
Okay. I'm saying. We'll keep this show going.
Just
thought I'd put it out there. You know, shoot my shot. Predictions. Mediel, what do we think is going to happen next week?
I think Issa.
Oh, no. That should be the new
prediction. The new lead in. I think Issa and Danny are going to get it in. I don't know when. I don't know where. Done. But I think it's going to happen. It's just already building and building. I hope they eventually will actually get together and stop with the game playing. I do think Issa's going to get a new job. Don't know. Also, don't know what job it'll be, but I don't think she's going to stay there through the next few episodes.
Mm. Khalil? And I'm rooting for everybody black, too. Look at his shirt.
Message.
Yeah.
Shout out to Issa Rae. I'm rooting for everybody black.
Night to wear it. I'm going to go with... I'm going to co-sign on that. And then, you know what I said last week about Molly? So we'll wait to see how that story unfolds.
That Molly's going to end up pregnant?
Oh, God.
That
please
was you.
No.
You
oh.
said that.
Okay.
Mine was Molly and right. Old Girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, Drew, what do you think?
Oh, Lord. I think that her job's going to have, like, a PR nightmare pretty soon. Like, I think they're building it up to where, like, something actually, like, is going to blow up and they're going to really need her.
Are you in my head?
Maybe.
So I also have the same prediction, and I think, and this is just my prediction, that there will be a PR nightmare. And because Issa did not take a point to stand up when they asked her multiple times to stand up, they will find a BS reason to let her go. And she's going to be forced to find a new job because she should have said something. That's just me. That's just me. But in the meantime, you can find us on AfterBuzz TV across the board. We like YouTube. We like Instagram. We like Twitter. We like all that. Leave all your comments. If you want to find me, you can find me when sports and pop culture collide on Instagram at McCall Hall of Fame. And to my left...
You guys can find me on all the things at OK Drew J.
Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo.
Hey, y'all, you can find me at Mariel_Turner.
And look, there are millions of places to check your credit. You have no excuse to have 425. Get your credit up in the next week. We'll see you next Sunday on AfterBuzz TV. Peace.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.